Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone, and they don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance over other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That's WayMap. NAV.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. The highest education in life is tolerance. Helen Keller.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida. So many things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And as they say, there's no stopping us now. That's right. This show is bigger than I ever thought when we started this show. It'll be 8 years in April. We started this show. We've been on the radio now more than 7 years, believe it or not. And this show, we call it the new beginnings of the new year. That's right. Now you can hear us around the world, global. We have listeners around the world, and we have sponsors around the world now. That's right. Right now, to the second hour, I got to play this song. This song was a huge song. This is a trivia song, and I would like new callers call in first because our regulars know who this song is. This song was huge. This song was so big. Let's see if you know who it is. Let's see. Trivia time. Trivia time.
Oh, yes, you know who trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
It's trivia time. But before we begin trivia time, I have to tell you folks, our listeners, our great listeners, you know this, all our sponsors right now have renewed from this year, from last year to this year. That's right. Believe it or not, that's right. Right now, we're sold up in January. And we're sold up basically now, I think, to the beginning of March. Anyway, let's go trivia time. Chris, play this song. See if anybody knows this song. New callers first. 407-894-1680.
At
who's singing this song?
I was afraid. Big one. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong.
Yeah.
And I learned how to
Chris, you playing it? I don't hear it.
You don't hear that, Michael.
I just walked in to find you here.
I got music in my head.
I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key.
Guess you can't find it.
For just 1 second.
Good. What's happening?
It's playing.
It's playing. Okay, we don't hear it. Okay.
Must be playing at 45. Put a needle in it, Chris.
As long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live, and I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive. I will survive.
407-894-1680. That's the number to dial. If you don't
hear me,
I can't
hear
you. New callers first.
We ain't even heard the song.
You didn't hear the song. You play it?
Yeah, it's playing, Mike, so you guys can't hear it. I don't know why, but you guys can't hear it. I thought I fixed it.
Okay, 407-894-1680. That was a huge song. I wish I could hear it. I love that song.
So now you know. Walk out the door. That's all I can give you, Mike.
Okay.
I will survive. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, Chris, you survived your cruise.
How was it? I know, right? It was amazing. I got a caller calling in. Hold on one moment.
Okay, okay.
New callers first. You know, folks.
Yeah, it's been great.
Wait a second, Gary. It's been great this year and next year. I can't believe that 2023. It's amazing, folks, when you turn around and say, where did all those years go?
It's almost a quarter century, Michael.
Huh?
It's almost a quarter century.
Yeah.
A whole another quarter century. Cool.
Well, what's really amazing is we're going into our eighth year with the Blind to Beyond radio show. That's just unbelievable.
And they said, believe it or not, we wouldn't last. I remember that. When we first came out, people said.
What did Kyle say before? They put us in manual, like pushing us first, with a clutch. Yeah.
Thanks to our listeners.
Pop it with a clutch.
Yeah, yeah. I had a car with a clutch. Yep.
I had many.
So any callers by that song? I got Princess over my shoulder here, my cat. She's looking right at me. She knows the answer, too. She knows the answer. Right, Princess? You know the answer?
So just to let you know.
She didn't burn your house up with the menorah.
No, I was really careful with that. Thank you for mentioning that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we turn on the electric menorah, but I gave that to our granddaughter. So we had the real candles this time. And I put a piece of foil under it and then put it in a big baking pan. So if the cats knock it over, God forbid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would fall into the pans. What's happening, Chris?
I don't hear anything.
All right. So I got three callers, not new callers, three callers. I had one caller to call in from Delray Beach. Then the other caller from Connecticut said, I'm a new caller for the new year.
That's funny.
And then I got Mama Rose from Orlando, Florida. So Howie from Delray Beach, Terry from Connecticut, and Rose from Orlando.
Huh?
Howie has another week to go.
Howie has another week to go. He can't answer.
Yeah.
Oh, he has another week. All right.
Chris, you gotta look at your
list.
I know. I'm looking at five different things at one time.
You have to wait 30 days. 30 days.
Yep.
Not
sure
good
do.
Enough, Chris. You have to look at 10 different things.
I know.
30 days. You have to wait 30 days. If you want to win, you have to wait 30 days.
All right. Let's hurry up because we got.
Who's on the line?
All righty. So then we got our good friend all the way from Connecticut on the phone line. He said, "I'm a new caller for the new year."
New caller for the new year. Okay. Connecticut caller. Who's the caller from Connecticut? New caller.
This is none other than Terry the Willard.
Oh, yeah, he's a new caller for this year. That's right, 2023 is a new caller.
Hey, Terry. Happy New Year to all you guys.
Happy New Year, Terry.
Happy New Year, Michael. Happy New Year, Lynn. Happy New Year, Gary, Chris. Am I missing anybody?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. So what's the answer?
Do you know the answer?
Oh. You know, I know this song very well. It's called I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
There you go.
Gaynor. Good enough. Yeah. Okay, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming your way. That's awesome.
$10
gift card coming your way.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call.
Well,
you know what? My wife sings that song every year at their big annual party at their at her job. So
yeah,
I have to hear it, you know. At least once a year.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely know that.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to the show last Sunday with the pre-recorded music? It was terrific.
Chris did a great job last.
Actually, I did, Lynn, and I listened to the song that you requested, and it brought me back to some old memories because I used to play with a klezmer band, which is a Jewish band. And their music is based on the Dorian scale, which is the second scale of every key. So when I heard the song, I said, I bet you this song is in the key of D minor. So when I walked up to the piano, it was, in fact, in the key of D minor. But I do have a little background in that as well.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Glad you enjoyed the show. And for those folks, thank you very much for calling in, Terry. Appreciate it so much.
Terry, it only takes a musician to hear a note and go play it.
Yeah. I don't quite have perfect pitch, but if I'm around an instrument, you can't trick me.
There you go.
Happy New Year, Terry. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, Terry. And you and your wife. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, before we go to break, I got to say something loud and clear. Last Sunday night, which was Christmas, we did a show. If you didn't hear it, you should listen to it.
Absolutely.
You'll love the show. 2 hours brought to you by Chris Shaw. Mm-hmm. He was the host. He was ours. But he stood in for me and Lynn.
Pitch hitter.
He did a great, great, great job.
It was phenomenal.
And the songs were played were fabulous. It was Christmas songs, Jewish songs, and some of the finest songs. Let me put this way.
Yep.
The last song, we waited to the end. To me, it was one of my favorites by The Temptations.
Yeah.
Silent Night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, if you didn't get a chance, listen to the song. The show. It's last Sunday night's Christmas song show.
Hey, I don't know if you knew or not, but I threw one of my favorites in there too.
We heard from the 80s era. We're going to break.
Yeah.
Chris, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Yes, sir. Got it.
We're going to break. We're going to break.
Our guest is waiting.
We're going to break. Don't go away. To the Blind and Beyond radio show, and then we got a great, great, great guest coming on. Absolutely.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness. Committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'll say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. And wherever you are in this world, you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This show, well, we call it the New Beginning. New Beginning, that's it, 2023. And we have a guest coming on. Lynn, introduce.
Hey, I think you muted yourself. I can't hear.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she probably muted herself.
Yep. Okay, I think we, okay. Lynn,
me and you, Chris, huh?
It's just me and you then. All right. So I think Lynn and them some way somehow got muted. Don't know how. All righty. So this is what we're going to do. Let's do this.
We can bring Sharon on, can't we?
Yeah, I guess we can, because Lynn and Mike just kind of disappeared on us for a minute there. This is only on live radio. Welcome to 2023,
I guess
right?
It's our show, Chris.
Welcome to 2023.
Our show, Chris.
Yeah, it's our show.
Let's get Sharon.
So without any further ado, I guess let's go ahead and bring in our good friend, the one, the only, the beautiful, dynamic Miss Sharon G. I call her Sharon G because I'm going to get the last name right one of these days.
Chris, what's going on, my friend? Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
the... Happy New Year, Sharon. This
hey,
is Gary.
How are you?
Long time no talk to you. Long time.
I tell you, boy, it's always good to be on the Blind and Beyond radio show, though. And, you know, I get to do this a little earlier now that I'm out in California, you know. I relocated to San Francisco. The one place
well,
I always
we welcome you anytime.
Lived.
Yep, we welcome you anytime. We welcome you anytime you want to come on. And you have a good move?
Yeah,
can you,
it was a great Oh, there we
Sharon,
go.
Can you hear us now?
There she go.
Well, we can
no,
hear.
I took, no, you're back.
I took the microphone out of the USB thinking maybe there's something wrong with the microphone. So we'll just use the computer. Welcome back, Sharon.
She just took the
microphone.
Happy New Year.
Oh, it's so good to Happy New Year. So good to hear your voice.
But Michael G.
That's right.
Michael G and Sharon G. I tell you, we can take over the world with those kind of names.
You know,
so
Sharon.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, I was going to say we named tonight's show New Beginnings, and you and I talked off the air via email, and you were talking about, losing your sight was a new beginning. And I thought you would also talk about your new job.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of funny. The new beginning thing, blindness has been a new beginning for me. It's 23 years this year. And
wow.
I tell everybody it took me losing my sight to gain a vision.
Mm.
And, you know, it's one of those sayings that, you know, I had an opportunity given to me by having services available and being referred to those services. And, having all of that in place has allowed me to do what I'm doing. And, you know, it's funny you say that you guys have been on the radio for 8 years. Well, I remember it was 8 years that I was at World Services for the Blind. So I remember when you guys came on, and I've had the honor of being in the studio there with you guys. And
that's right.
Over many, many times. But, you know, I just recently made a move.
Yes, you did.
End of October, and I'm out in San Francisco, and I am CEO for the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired of San Francisco. We are 120 years old.
Wow, that's older than me.
It, just barely, though, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been drinking from a fire hose. I'm on week 10, or I'm going into week 10. So
tell everybody about, I mean, were you apprehensive? Tell the truth, Sharon. This is a reality show. were you apprehensive? I mean, what was it like to move? That was a big deal, to move from Arkansas to San Francisco.
It was huge, you know, and I've made several moves, you know, from New York to D.C., D.C. to North Carolina, North Carolina to Arkansas, and now I've made it all the way out to the West Coast. And yeah, I mean, there's apprehensions that go along with that. I mean, I was comfortable in my job. I loved my job at World Services for the Blind there in Little Rock. Loved it. I wasn't looking, but there was a need. And I had realized that I had built a great team, and that team carries on. And it was just an opportunity for me. But I mean, you know, there's a whirlwind of stuff that goes into all this. One, leaving the comfort of having, you know, a job that you're really good at and that you've been doing for 8 years, then to come out and begin with a whole new agency. But, you know, yeah. And then it's the apartment hunting and learning transportation. I mean, it's everything that you do. And it's like being blind all over again when you walk into a new
start
job.
All over. Yeah. And but, Sharon, I got something to say to you, Sharon, that I'm sort of glad you moved, really. Reason four was every time I listened to Arkansas and I heard tornadoes, I thought of you.
Oh, well, that's okay. We have earthquakes out here. So,
yeah.
You know, next time you hear about an earthquake, you just think of me. So,
we will.
And so, yeah, I mean, it really, this is a new beginning all over again. And maybe I'll let out a secret too, Lynn. Is it okay to tell a secret? You won't tell anybody, right?
No, not only the million people listening. No,
yeah, right. And so, you know, I got a great place to live out here in San Francisco. Love it. But,
oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But.
You know, having three dogs in an apartment. I'm closing on a house in January.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey, it's going to be over on Alameda, which is an island. And so I get to take a cruise to work every day doing it that way. So I'll be closing in January.
Oh,
and so yet another beginning within a new beginning. So, yeah. You know, I have three dogs in my apartment, you know?
So it's called Alameda, the island?
Yeah, Alameda is the island. And it's just across the bay. You can see San Francisco from it. And it's beautiful. And I was out at our manufacturing facility, our Sirkin Center. And I was just looking, I was like, golly, this is a great place to be. And I looked on the real estate app, and there was one literally 800 feet from where the ferry comes in at. And so it's a block from the bay. It's a block from buses.
Oh,
and it's
I have
a block
to look this up
to the ferry.
You know, I'm going to look it up. I want to read all about it.
And it's a charming little island too. It has all these little boutique shops and all that. So it'll be yet another place to learn. But San Francisco has been an absolute blast because I was here for Thanksgiving as well as Christmas and just going around. And I mean, you know, there's so much history and there's so many things to do here. You know, the one thing is that, you know, of course the pandemic had an impact on this as it did everywhere. And so there was a lot, there's a lot of people who are no longer here that have been here for a long time or who had worked here. But, you know, I think San Francisco has redefined itself many, many times. And I think that it will just be a new definition of what San Francisco is. But it's a great place. And, you know, you have a million people here, but it's like a small town. It really is. The people are so friendly and so nice. And it's a lot of fun riding around on the cable cars and the trolleys and the buses. I tell everybody my transportation mode is a BMW, BART, Muni, and walking.
Hey, Sharon, I've got something. Now you live there. Are you going to have a Rice-A-Roni, San Francisco?
You know, when I took the cable car, I I was really tempted to sing the songs. So.
So Sharon, tell us about Lighthouse of San Francisco.
So like I said, we were founded in 1902 and they have what they have went through many. Yeah, I know. They went through many iterations as well, you know, in redefining themselves. But, you know, we have all kinds of programs from the blindness basics and the comprehensive training to our youth programs to changing vision, changing lives. We do serve a lot of seniors. And then we have this great camp up in Napa. It's called Enchanted Hills Camp. And people
I've
come
read about
from,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people come from all over the world to go to that camp. And of course, I mean, the focus of that is for blind and visually impaired adults, children. And last year, our first year, we had our Little Learners program out there. They just, the Little Learners program just turned a year old. And so they serve birth to 3 years old. And that's throughout Northern California area. So we got a lot going on. And we have a great staff. We have about 150 people. We also have our manufacturing facility, which is out on Alameda, and they do cleaning products. In fact, their cleaning products just won for the second time the EPA Safer Choice Award, and they distribute that to the government as well as some private distributors. And then we do toilet tissue, which is in the military meals ready to eat, the MRE packages, and has been in the 80s. So
how many people do you employ out on the island?
We have 22 people out there right now, but there's always room for growth. And as our chemical line expands with the Pure line, and we just brought on a new partner, and that's Office Depot. So I expect that that will grow even more. So, and you know, so there's opportunities throughout the agency for people who are blind and visually impaired, from, you know, computer training to accounting to, you know, it's when you have the CEO, every position is available for people who are blind and visually impaired. So if you want to come to a really exciting place with great weather where you can wear a sweatshirt year round, you need to look me up here in San Francisco and come on out.
Do they have to be blind to work at your facility, or can they have some sight, or can they be sighted?
We take all spectrums, and even sighted people we take. So perfect. You know, out of 150, we have a mix, but all the way from our senior management to our VPs to the CEO in development across the organization, we have people who are blind. So about 50% of our employees are people who are blind across the agency.
Terrific.
You have more than one campus, correct?
We do. We have our Berkeley campus, which is our East Bay campus. We have one up in Eureka, which is North Coast. And then we have our Circon Center and the camp. And so Alameda, Napa, Eureka, and Berkeley are our locations right now. And there might be an expansion coming up pretty soon that we'll be able to talk about too. So always looking to how we can serve more people and do it better and do it with partnerships and bring what people need and what people are looking for in order to enhance their independence, their reliance on themselves, and just to move on to whatever that next chapter is that people want to write.
Right. So, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Sharon some more. Okay.
Roger that.
Okie dokie. All righty. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. By on the radio? Is this Blind and Beyond? This is your host, Michael. Can you hear me? I hope so. Can you hear me? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We weren't sure. We're not used to using the mic on the computer.
Yeah, sure. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay. The phone number to call in is 407. 894-68.
Well, you were coming through
loud. Mike, you got to get closer.
You got to get closer to the mic.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Sharon, you still there?
I'm still here, Michael.
Still here.
Well, we're glad you're still here putting up with us.
Yeah.
Sharon,
well,
you know something?
I heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. I want one of those Wayband apps. I'm over there looking at them right now. I really need one of those because I use navigation all the time.
I knew you were listening very intently. I know you after all these years.
My goodness, okay. I need one of those. Maybe one for each arm.
There you go.
So Sharon, I wrote a little something to you on the Zoom thing, but because the show is called New Beginnings Tonight, I thought maybe you would like to help inspire some of our listeners to not be afraid of making a change, and, you know, just a little step, anything to have a new beginning and have something productive. What do you think?
As silly as Facebook is, I put a lot of stuff out on Facebook just for that reason is, mm-hmm. you know, I remember taking my first step off the curb 23 years ago as a person who was blind using that cane and how scary that was. But, you know, if we stay within our comfort zone, we're never going to get the magic just doesn't happen. But once we step outside of that comfort zone, and it might just be a little tiny step, it might just be getting your toe outside of that comfort zone, and then it will be your whole foot. And then before you know it, you're just going to be reaching for mountains, and you're going to be climbing those mountains. And, you know, I know that it's hard, but find somebody who will help you with words of encouragement, or find a friend that you can go with. Find another person who's blind. There's another person who needs your strength as well. And, you know, I've had so many people who are blind in my life that have been such great inspirations for me that I think that it's my job that I have to go out there and I have to prove every single day that not only I can do it, but that everybody else can do it as well.
Absolutely. It's like this radio show. When we first started it, we didn't know how big it was going to be. In my wildest dreams, we had no idea. I mean, here we are today speaking to more than a million people every Sunday night, more than a million now. And the
That's
point
amazing.
Is, they hear us all over the world. People are listening to this radio show. They told us last year we have a million. We probably have now close to 2 million. The show is just growing and growing and growing. Our sponsors now are all over. We have two sponsors from England, a couple from Canada. We got sponsors all over. We have one in Australia. We have some great sponsors.
Indeed.
And it's all because of folks like Sharon G, who started us off years ago.
And you know something, Michael, you're a person who's blind as well. And I bet you people told you, you can't do this.
Absolutely. They said the show wouldn't last.
That's right. And you know, every time, folks, remember one thing. Every time somebody tells you that something's impossible, just turn around and say, yes, I am possible.
Sharon, I got to tell you, Michael was told he couldn't do it by somebody that was just talking behind his back and thought they were talking behind his back. And I went to the owner of the radio show, and Michael explained what was going on. And he gave Michael a shot to get on there and explain himself that we can do things.
That's right. That's right. And so I'm so proud of everything that you guys are doing, connecting the blind and the sighted communities, providing resources, and just making the world a better place, Michael and Lynn. And Chris.
Well, the thing I'm proud about the most, 30% of our audience is sighted. That's what I love.
Right?
It's a blind radio show, but 30% of our audience is sighted. And I love that.
I think Sharon had a question for Chris.
I just said, and Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sharon G. How you doing?
Oh, good. You know, it's just not as good being here on the computer. I can't come over there and give you a hug.
I know, right?
I know. But it's so nice to hear our voices all together, isn't it, Chris?
It really is.
Only thing missing is the Chinese food.
Right.
I know, right?
They got great Chinese food in San Francisco. Yeah. Absolutely.
They do. And that, in fact, that's what I had Christmas Day was good Chinese food. So.
Someone else told me that.
There's a joke. Wait a minute. I got to tell you this. I don't know if you know this. It's not a joke. But most people didn't know this.
Oh, this was funny.
This is funny. This is a true story. Most people going back now 70, 80 years ago, the only people on Christmas that were open was Chinese places.
Chinese restaurants, that's right.
And you know who brought that on? Jewish people. Because
Jewish people had no place
to go for Christmas. So they all went to Chinese restaurants.
Right.
And now my son said there was a 2-hour wait where he lives. Most of the people weren't Jewish. He said they stole it from the Jews, people.
The funny thing is, we went out on, was it Christmas Day?
Yeah.
And the restaurant was empty. And what's going on here?
We went to a Japanese restaurant, and it's a very good Japanese restaurant. And we went early because I like going out with it because of COVID. We go early. It's like 3 o'clock. I shouldn't tell all my secrets because then there's people listening. But we go 3 o'clock because most of the time between lunch and between dinner. So if you go between lunch and dinner, the place is usually dead,
which
is good for us. So we have nobody there. So we said to the waitress, I guess we're going to leave soon because you're going to be busy. She said, no, we're closing early. I said, why? She said, the place is dead. Nobody comes in.
Oh, no.
And this was a very
We couldn't figure it out.
Then we realized there's not that many Jewish people in the area.
one of the few.
And you guys always know the good places to eat.
We do. We do.
I know. Yeah. I know. I've been there. As a matter of fact, I'm coming down to Orlando for ATIA, for the ATIA conference. So,
I'll have to meet you.
I'll have to give you guys a buzz and you guys can pick out a good restaurant.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sharon. It's always so busy. Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon, do you like spaghetti?
I like everything.
Michael's got the best spaghetti place to eat in Orlando.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
When are you coming,
When
are
you coming? What area? What month?
I don't remember when ATIA is.
ATIA is the end of January, first week of February.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think I'm coming down on the 29th and flying back home on the 3rd. But I'll email you guys and let you know. And anybody else who's coming to ATIA or any of the other blindness conferences, I'll be there.
Okay.
Hey, Michael, Liz, aren't we going to spaghetti place on the 30th?
I'm not sure. I have to look at the calendar.
If so, I'll have to invite Sharon because Kyle's going to be
there.
There
you go.
Invite Sharon there, too.
So, well, thank you for joining us, Sharon.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Michael and everybody. We love you and Happy New Year. And remember, get out of that comfort zone.
There you go. Good luck, guys.
Bye. Thank you, Sharon. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, Chris.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
She's hung up. Okie dokie. Well, that was Sharon Giovinazzo, the new president and CEO of the Lighthouse in San Francisco for the blind.
Did you do your poem?
I did. I did both poems. Oh, yeah.
When I was on the phone, you did it. Okay.
Yeah, I did. Boy, oh boy. Talk about new beginnings. She's got a handful there. So I want to hear about Chris's cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got ship lag.
You got what? Oh, ship lag instead of jet lag?
Right. I got ship lag.
That's funny.
We had a fantastic time. We went out for 4-5 days to Cozumel, Mexico.
And then we
didn't invite us to go along. And,
don't interrupt. I want to hear this.
And we went to the Cayman Islands. I took both of the girls because I wanted them to experience something outside of the country because we try to go to a summer vacation in the States, and we're trying to visit all 50 states or maybe soon 51 states. Did they officially make Puerto Rico a state?
No, not yet.
So that's our goal, and that's what we're working on. But it was my little.
Eat a lot.
For me. What's that? All I did was eat. I ate and worked out. My body is sore. That's because I was eating, and then I had to go to the gym and work out.
What cruise line, Chris?
We went on the Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, I've been there from Mexico 4 times with the Royal Caribbean. It's a good cruise.
Yeah, it really was. But it was my little one that put the icing on the cake. My 5-year-old, she walking around the whole entire ship telling everyone, hi, darling. Hey, sunshine. Hey, beautiful. Hi, darling.
Hey, dude.
Everybody on the ship, every time they saw her, they would say, hey, darling. Hey, beautiful. Hey, sunshine. I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
So. That was the icing on the cake. We took these walkie-talkies on the cruise with us just so we could stay in communication with each other in case they got lost from one another. And lo and behold, they got lost. So my little one called me, said, Daddy, come get me. I said, hey, where are you? I'm by the weight room. What you doing?
She's by the what?
The weight room.
Weight room.
Yeah. Oh, the weight where you lift weights?
Where you lift weights. I'm like, what are you doing by the weight room? Yeah. She's like, I was going to work out, but my sister left me, so I'm scared. Come get me.
She's
all right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Did you get a drink? How'd you like the drink of the day?
Well, I didn't do any drinking because I hit the kids. So I just wanted to make sure that we stayed sober and that we can watch everybody else. I didn't have any. I had communion juice, but that was about it.
Okay, right now, let's do a trivia. Let's do another trivia. This time it's Lynn's trivia.
Yeah, that'll be just a quick one, Chris.
A quick one. Lynn's trivia.
Just go right to this.
Right to trivia.
Right to my song.
Right to the song.
Give me a time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Wow. Okay, Chris. This is a song for the younger people.
Younger people?
Yeah, the younger people.
Everybody's okay. Younger.
Play it, Chris.
This is Chris. This is...
This is my choice. Everybody get ready to call in.
407-894-6880.
All right, so I got it planned. I don't know if you can hear it or not.
No, we can't. Every step I'm taking.
407-894-1680. He's playing the song. We can't hear it. I don't know what's up with that.
That's weird.
I know.
I like to hear the song.
Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Chris, can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, 407-894-1680. Like to have a new caller for this one. New caller, 407-894-1680.
While we're waiting, I'll just read about next week. So at least I'll get that in. I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week for our second show of 2023 with co-host Sheila Young. And we look forward to having her back. It has been a while since Sheila's been on the air with us. And we will welcome Tom Pay, founder of Waymap in England, and Randy McMurray from Lighthouse Works. She'll tell us all about Lighthouse Works. And also Dr. Kushal, the founder of Itamins, the vitamins for your eyes. So another busy show next Sunday. Hope you join us.
You know, Michael, we had our first glitch of the year.
Okay, so I couldn't hear the music. No.
Chris, you there? He must be taking a call.
Yeah. 407-894-1680.
New callers first.
It's technology. It happens. Your radio show you listen to every day in Philadelphia has the same problems. So for some reason, we can hear Chris and Gary and the callers, but we can't hear the music. Don't know why.
That's our first glitch of the year.
All right. Chris?
All right. So I got a caller, a first-time caller.
Wonderful.
All right, are you ready?
First time. Perfect.
They're calling all the way from the great state of Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, Virginia. Okay. And her,
what's your first name for Virginia?
CJ. CJ.
CJ. Okay. CJ from Virginia. CJ on the line.
From Virginia. CJ, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful.
CJ.
Hi.
How did you learn about the show, CJ?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you just now. It was a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sorry, late. We're having problems. I said, how did you learn about the Blind to Beyond radio show?
Oh, I actually listen to the radio station on a regular basis. And so I just started listening to other things. And Blind to Beyond was one of the things I stumbled on. So I've been listening for a couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Well, welcome. We hope you listen.
You picked the best show.
What station do you listen to?
The WOKB 1680.
Okay, good, terrific. Wonderful, terrific.
Okay.
You got the best show.
Do you have the answer to my trivia?
Yes, it's Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
There you go. Congratulations.
Whoa. If you used to listen to the Blind to Beyond radio show, because you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like, first of all, Happy New Year. Get that out of the way.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I'd like to know what it is that you like about the Blind to Beyond radio show.
It's the first time. How do you know she likes the show?
No, she's a first time caller. She's been listening.
Oh, she's been listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is it that you like? You like me yelling at Michael all the time?
It's actually pretty informative. Like, you learn a lot of things that are out there for the visually impaired, things that I am not visually impaired. So it's good to know that these services are available and opportunities for people that are visually impaired are available to be able to share that information with people that are in my life.
Absolutely. That's
what we're all about. Teaching sighted people.
30% of our audience is sighted. And that's why we love you people. You people, meaning you, CJ, and all the other sighted people listening to the show. We love you listening. Absolutely.
Pass the word. Pass the word.
Thank you for calling. Give your name and address to Chris before we go off the air, and we'll send out your subway card.
And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening.
Hold on and talk to Chris.
Hey, CJ, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right? And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. So you and Gary want to kind of wrap this up for the night?
I really appreciate CJ calling in from Virginia.
Yeah.
Michael's got you closer to the microphone.
What's
you,
the same?
You got to get closer to the microphone.
We're sorry.
I said we're really appreciative that she called in from Virginia, and we appreciate her listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. To all you sighted folks, we love you. We love you. All you folks out there that are sighted, we love the visually impaired and blind folks like Gary and myself, but we love you sighted folks too. So what are you going to say, Gary?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year one more time. I want you to be blessed through the year for everything that you want to get accomplished, that you can get it accomplished, and be safe through the year so nobody gets hurt.
Did you ever it's the first time you ever told me that you have on your tattoo on your arm that blind man.
Yeah, it's on my right forearm. It says Blind Man Gary.
Unbelievable. Only you would do something like that.
I'll have to show Lynn. Well, remember, I was a biker.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, it was put on at a biker bar.
Yeah. Only you would do something like that.
You had a tattoo done in a biker bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It's a good thing you didn't get poisoned.
Yeah. It's the first thing I think of. Oh, wow.
That's a sterile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks.
But I slowed down a lot now.
Like I say to our audience, I want to be known as a Michael before I'm a blind man. I want to know as a man, Michael second. So I don't want to be known as blind.
But Michael, that was given to me because it was a biker name.
I understand. You can have other handles. I have my handle.
Okay,
my wife gave me a handle.
Mickey G?
Yeah, well, that's my.
Can't say it on here, can you?
Mickey G was bandstand name years ago.
What is it?
It's a great show for the first show of 2023.
Yeah, your first name, Michael, was Mickey. You know
that's my nickname. That's my nickname. My brother gave me that name, Mickey Mouse. Yeah, Mickey. Yeah,
Mickey Mouse.
My family called me that. To this day, the family still calls me that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Now I hear the music.
Okay, we're going off the air now. I want to say goodnight to everybody. Love you all.
Good night
everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be safe. We love you.
Long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.